AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker traveled to Highland Park outside Chicago following this morning's 4th of July parade shooting.
There are no words for the kind of evil that shows up at a public celebration of freedom, hides on a roof, and shoots innocent people with an assault rifle.
That from WFLD. 6 people are known dead, some 30 others wounded or otherwise hurt. Police are looking for a 22-year-old man, Police Commander Chris O'Neill.
We highly recommend that individuals living in this area to continue to shelter in place.
The AP's Michael Tarm reports people are on edge.
There are scores of police still on the scene, many of them walking around carrying high-powered weapons with their fingers not quite on the trigger, but close to it. There are also armored vehicles in the area. Most of the streets leading to the downtown where the shooting occurred have been blocked off.
President Biden expressed his outrage over yet another mass shooting. In an address marking the 4th, Biden talked about the strength of the American collective.
A patriotism that recognizes that no person, no party, no interest can take precedent over the American project. A project that has come up short in many ways, which continues even in this hour. A project that says we're all in this together.
Homeward bound travelers on this 4th of July hit some flight delays. Kathleen Bangs with FlightAware says cancellations weren't really that bad.
We were at, 2.7% one day this weekend. But, yesterday we're 1%, Friday we're 2%. So, yes, I think there might have been a little exaggeration on the demise of the airline industry.
FlightAware says the rate of delays is only slightly worse than it was in 2019, the last summer before the pandemic. This is AP News. Ohio State Attorney General promises a complete, fair, and expert investigation into the shooting death of a 25-year-old black man in Akron. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
Akron police say they fired at Jalen Walker after Walker shot at them and they thought he was getting ready to shoot again after he got out of his car and fled on foot. Walker sustained more than 60 wounds. Attorney Bob DiCello, the Walker family attorney.
The law requires to use force that is reasonable. 8 officers, or whatever the final number will be. We've heard numbers as high as 95 shells on the ground.
Walker was unarmed when he was shot, but police say a gun was found on the seat of his car. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge in West Virginia rules against Cable County and the city of Huntington in their suit against 3 drug distributors that supplied more than 80 million opioid pills over a 10-year period. Companies blame doctors, poor communication, and federal pill quotas. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.